Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pandora's Box. This is Kalia, and it is the 1st of December, 2015. I wanted to let you know that I have reduced the prices for all of my books and audios for a limited time, so give yourself a holiday gift and you will be supporting the continuation of Pandora's Box. We're moving into the winter in the Northern Hemisphere, the darkest time of the year. We're reminded that there is a season for everything, for darkness and for light, for cold and for warm. Some of you listening are going through a dark time in your life, a dark night of the soul. And if your soul has brought you to this broadcast today, know that this too shall pass. This time of darkness is only temporary. You are in the cocoon, the process of transformation, moving from one form to the other. Just as the seasons pass and the terrain changes with each season, we too go through changes from one form to the next. Our lives are a series of never-ending changes. In each one of our lifetimes, we experience a series of births and deaths, including our own. And then we have a symbolic birth and death, as the life we've been living must give up its form in order for a new form to come into being. Change can be frightening, but the most frightening part of change is the fear of the unknown. We don't know where we are going. We don't know what it will be like when we get there. We are afraid we may not survive the journey, or what is coming into being might be worse than what we are letting go of. This is where trust comes in. This is where we need to learn about faith. I'm not here to tell you what religion to follow. Faith to me is not about religion. It's about the belief that you are here for a reason and that your life has meaning and purpose. If you believe you're just a random accident of life, and all of this means nothing, then you probably will not find much inspiration in my words. Because everything I talk about is based on the belief that our lives have purpose. If we are off purpose in our lives, our souls, the part of us that is eternal and aware of our deeper purpose, will create the circumstances for us to shift back into alignment with where we belong. We always receive guidance in a gentle way at first, but most of us don't respond to gentle promptings. We argue with the still small voice within that is attempting to stir us in the right direction. And I said stir rather than steer. Or we ignore that voice altogether. I've talked before about how the spirit within whispers in our ears, and when we don't listen, we get a nudge. And if we still don't listen, we get thrown a curveball. And if we still don't listen, we get the 2x4 over the head. The 2x4 is meant to take us out of the game. So if you've been taken out of the game, it's time to pay attention. We all have the gift of intuition. Some are simply very aware of this inner voice and others are completely deaf to it. It is to the degree that we learn to listen and follow this inner guidance that we will be in alignment with our purpose. Where I meet most people who come to me for support is after life has thrown a curveball, or you just got whacked over the head with a spiritual 2x4. If you go back in to your history just a little bit, you'll be able to identify those places where you didn't listen. In fact, I often hear people tell me, why didn't I listen? I knew. The simple answer of why we don't listen is, I was afraid. I was comfortably numb. I wanted to believe in the fairy tale. I wanted it to be easy. As long as you don't have absolute faith in the spirit of your being, it will never be easy, because life will often require us to step away from the life that isn't working, whether it be a job, a marriage, a relationship, drugs, alcohol, our relationship with food, sex, television, or the internet. All of our addictions ultimately emerge from our relationship with ourselves. If you feel you are purposeless and your life has no meaning, of course you're going to find some way to numb out. If you don't like the way you feel, you will find ways to suppress all feeling until everything that once helped you to be comfortably numb just doesn't work anymore. This is what I call the dark night of the soul, when all the stops have been pulled out and all your addictions don't work anymore to numb the pain of resistance to what needs to happen in your life to get back on purpose. Purpose does not necessarily mean achieving something the Western world views as success or as spectacular. Life success is completely a matter of perspective. Learning to love is the greatest purpose any of us could ever have. And how simple is that? Well, not so simple for most, because learning to love involves our needing to love the most important person in our life, and that is ourselves. Although your life may be about helping and serving others, and this is great, you can't truly be selfless and help others. Selflessness suggests we act without regard to the self and our own needs. You have to put the oxygen mask on yourself first, or you will pass out before you can be of any help to anyone else. You have to make sure your emotional, physical, and material needs are met before you can truly be of service to others. How many of you listening are emerging from a relationship with someone who was very narcissistic? Selflessness is a very desirable quality to a narcissist who feels he or she is entitled to be the center of attention and have you cater to his or her every need without regard to yourself and your own needs. If you want to make a narcissist angry, mention your needs. Usually by the time we get out of our narcissistic relationship, we've been so conditioned to cater to the needs of the other that we forget we exist, let alone have needs. No wonder so many people don't feel they can exist without the narcissist. They have been conditioned to be the servant to the needs of the other without any concern for the self. So when they find themselves alone, the "I exist only to serve you" paradigm is still running. This may be a very old paradigm. You may have found yourself as a child existing to serve your parents' needs in some way. Or you may have been taught to serve the needs of a system you were plugged into. Religion may have even taught you that it is sinful to consider the self. Selflessness is often taught in our religious institutions. And of course, we don't want to be completely self-serving in life. The very meaning and purpose of our lives usually has to do with serving the greater good in some capacity. But we can't offer our energy to any endeavor if our cup is empty. We must first fill our own cup, and then from our overflow, we serve others. We can never adequately serve from an empty cup. The lesson is often shown to us through our narcissistic relationships. Once our cup runneth dry, the narcissist runneth elsewhere. It is at this juncture we usually are put on the path back to self. We have to find our way back to the truth of who we are. If you are aligned with any family, individual, corporation, or organization of any kind that has the agenda of creating selfless servants, your soul may protest at some point and rip you away from your oppressor. If being oppressed is all you have known, you may go kicking and screaming. The age of oppression is over. We are each an individual point of light that needs to be nurtured to our full potential. We are each a star unto ourselves. Yes, it is our greatest purpose to shine as brightly as we can, and oppressors do not want our light, because we cannot be light and serve darkness at the same time. It's impossible. To serve darkness is to serve an unconscious entity that somehow has in its head that human beings are expendable, disposable, to be used up and thrown away when they voice a need or burn out. Your light is important. Don't let anyone ever tell you different. Your light adds to the light of the world and contributes to global healing and awareness. Each point of light makes a difference. One flame burns brightly, but when we join our flames together for the greater good of all humanity, we create a bonfire that lights up the world, and together we're a blazing sun. Still, we must never minimize the importance of our own flame. If you let your fire burn out, you have not been tending to the flame of your own being. You've been given dominion over your own flame. It's your responsibility to keep it burning brightly. And it's really nobody else's responsibility. And I'm talking about adults here, not children. We do have a very important responsibility to tend to the light of our children. But as adults, we must take responsibility for our own light. This means we need to care for, feed, exercise, and love the self. We must develop awareness about our own needs and understand our own boundaries. There will always be people who ignore and run over your boundaries and ignore your needs. This is why you have to be aware of your role in your relationship with others, whether it is a friend, a boss, a coworker, a parent, a child, or a lover. We use solid boundaries to take care of our own need for space, for respect, for honesty, for health, for fair treatment, and whatever need we may have. If we wait for others to be sensitive or aware of our needs, we may be waiting a long time. Your intuitive self will help you to become aware of what is your need. You may need alone time, space, a healing sanctuary, healthy food, rest, or someone who will really listen to you. You may need to be more honest with yourself, to come out of denial, to embrace a greater truth. You may need to let go of that toxic relationship or job. Our intuitive promptings can come to us as a feeling, a gut feeling. Gut feelings can't be rationalized, and we can't use logic to argue with the voice of intuition. The voice of intuition and the voice of reason are often at odds. It may not seem reasonable to do something that you're being guided to do. Logic and reasoning have its place, but not to guide our lives. Of course, our lives have nothing to do with logic and reasoning. Many people go to a university to get a certain piece of paper that tells them that they have earned the knowledge, the respect, and the right to work in a certain field. The field may be a very good one and very lucrative, but do you think Spirit gives a rip about how lucrative the field you have invested in is? Unless you were guided into that field by your intuitive knowing, you may be taken out of it very quickly. Or you may be very unsatisfied in it because it may not be in alignment with who you are and the highest path for you at this time. I've worked with a lot of people who have spent many years and a lot of money getting their law degrees and their doctorates in medicine or other fields only to realize that they are very unfulfilled in the industry. There may be too many legal limitations or demands made that don't consider the needs of the individual. They may feel that they invested all that time and money to become a slave to a system. One may become a doctor and desire to help people, but find once plugged into the medical system that they are limited to how much time they can spend with a patient and how much they can actually even help that individual because they are bound by laws, rules, and regulations that have no consideration for the well-being of the patient. I decided not to be a traditional psychologist for this reason. I was in a psych degree program only to be guided along another pathway. I listened to this guidance and studied alternative therapies like hypnotherapy, holistic health, and shamanism, things that are not taught in the universities or controlled by a system. If you wish to plug into a system, then by all means plug into the university system and it will prepare you to do the work in the system. But if you wish to dance to the beat of your own drummer, then you may want to really get clear about what you feel most inspired to do and follow that. There's nothing wrong with any choice you make because every choice leads you to another choice. And the more you listen, the more your choices will lead you to your highest path. Oftentimes, it's not what we do, but what we bring to what we do that is the most important. You may find yourself serving coffee at Starbucks and do it with joy, presence, and a true desire to serve your customers. You may be fully on purpose. You may love what you do. Or you may find yourself in a high-paid corporate executive position with everything you ever believed you wanted or needed to be happy, but find that you are miserable. Your life is no longer your own, and you are owned by your position and your possessions. You may find that your idea of what marriage was 20 years ago no longer applies, and you are miserable in your marriage. We do often find ourselves miserable in systems and relationships where our needs are not considered. If you are a number and not a name, or a servant and not a human being, or someone to be exploited rather than loved, your soul will try and bring about change. We often resist against this change because the very thing we hate is still the only thing we know. What would it mean to leave that job or that relationship? What if we are broke or lonely? Can you trust? Can you trust that if you follow the call of your own spirit, you will not be led astray? You may be led into darkness, yes, because darkness is the womb of transformation. It is in the darkness we meet ourselves on the deepest levels. It is in the darkness we know who we are, maybe for the first time ever. The seed must be planted in the darkness of the earth before it sprouts. It may be frightening in the darkness because we can't see where we are or where we are going. But this is when we really learn to listen, because listening is the only thing we can do in the dark. We listen and we feel. We may not like how we feel, but at least we're feeling. You know you are alive when you're feeling. Sometimes we have to feel the pain of life, the pain of our past, so that we can shed that pain and move beyond it. Prior to actually feeling the pain, you were likely unconsciously controlled by it and made your choices out of a fear of activating the pain body. Perhaps you played it safe, never took chances that might be risky. Or maybe you took too many risky chances and got beaten up by life. So now you want to play it safe. Safety is important to most of us. We want to feel safe. But there's a difference between feeling safe and playing it safe. You can create a space of safety within yourself and a safe sanctuary within your home, but still step out into the world and take chances. Safety becomes your foundation. Safety becomes the earth beneath your feet. The chances you take become your wings. And so we create a safe place within ourselves so that we can launch into the world in a new way, a way that's in harmony with who we are, a way that honors the self. When we learn to listen to the still small voice within, the voice of intuition, the voice of inner knowing, we allow ourselves to be guided. And when we can learn to really trust in that guidance, we stop worrying that we are in the wrong place, because there really is no wrong place. Every place we find ourselves is an opportunity to embrace ourselves in our current circumstances. I've been in jobs that I believed were the wrong jobs, but then I realized I had accumulated valuable skills that I was using in my life. I was in relationships I thought were the wrong relationships, but my relationships were the foundation of my current teachings and the launch of my business. I had health challenges that took me out of the game, but those challenges put me back in touch with myself and my own needs. I needed to be taken out of the game long enough to pay attention to what was really important. My husband disappeared from my life abruptly. He was supposed to be gone. He was not the man to walk beside me the next phase of my life. I could not have gone through the growth I had in the past 4.5 years with him in my life. I had to go through the dark night of the soul, the discovery of my deeper self, a deeper connection with my spiritual self, and a greater opening of my heart to be able to give and receive love on a much deeper and more authentic level. I had to learn to trust more, and I had to have some experiences I would never have had if he was still there. He was ripped from my life for a reason, and I can say that now. At the time, even though I had a spiritual belief that there must be a reason for his abrupt departure, I was still in fear and pain. I didn't know what was next or if there was even life after death or after the death I had experienced. But now, years later, I can see what I couldn't see back then. I went on to live where I wanted to live, to create a safe sanctuary for myself I call my home, to nurture my friendships on a new level and make wonderful new friends, and to live my life true to myself. I found peace, happiness, and a calling that is higher and more fulfilling than anything I could have imagined. I learned to listen and follow the voice of intuition, and it led me to a life that is real, authentic, and true. It's not always easy. There are still challenges, but I've learned through adversity how to meet the challenges in life much more gracefully. I realize now that I was taken on this wild and amazing roller coaster ride of pain, fear, death, and surrender so that I could guide others through the same journey of the self in its journey through darkness to the light of self-realization. We all have our own unique calling. Many people have tried to do what I'm doing because they have seen my success, but our success doesn't come in what we do, it comes in who we are. When we fully step into who we are guided to our highest calling, and this is where we find our greatest success. So embrace not only who you are in the moment, but where you are. You are exactly where you need to be right now for your greatest experience of life. And if you don't like where you are, look for the lessons, the jewels, the gifts in the darkness. Because what I have found in my own journey is that the greatest gifts are found in our deepest darkness. This is where the germination of a new life takes place. As we draw into this dark time of year, for those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, recognize it's a time to retreat within, to withdraw our energies from the outside world somewhat, and enter into the womb of transformation where new life germinates. The holidays are the holy days, the days of retreat into silence, into stillness, into the love of self and those we hold dear. It is not only the time to celebrate the birth of the sun, S-O-N, but the rebirth of the sun, S-U-N. On the winter solstice, right before Christmas, we reach the darkest day of the year. After that, the light begins to slowly return. In the spring, that which is planted in this germination period sprouts forth new life. Trust that new life awaits, and the new is always greater than the old. Happy holidays to everyone.